Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Today, we're bringing you our monthly STL music show. Our artist profile this month features a singer-songwriter, producer, and instrumentalist with deep roots in music and St. Louis. That is Jamie Hudson, known as Ida Ade. Ida, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So Ida, the name that you go by as a singer and songwriter, I'm always interested to hear the backstory as to how people come to the name that most people are going to know them by. Mm-hmm. What is the story behind Ida Ade?
Well, when I first started singing, I was a teacher, and I didn't want my students to find me. So I needed something complicated, but I also needed something that kind of represented what I wanted my artist brand to be. Mm-hmm. Ida came more because it was pretty. I really liked Ida. Mm-hmm. And then Ade means crown in Yoruba, and as a Black woman in the United States, that's where a lot of us are assumed to come from. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. From crowns?
From Yoruba culture.
Sure,
in Nigeria,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So the latest EP that you have put out is The Unbreakable, Ida Ade. Mm-hmm. And this is an EP that came out earlier this year. And you've described your sound as neo-soul. Overall, how does this album represent you and maybe some of the experiences that you've had, not only in St. Louis, but elsewhere too?
Yeah, this project is completely me. I feel like this is probably one that is most me. There's a blend of studio-produced music, and there's a blend of music that has more live instrumentation, which kind of shows a little bit of my hip-hop background with the more produced music, and then my family being heavy in jazz, that kind of background.
Mm-hmm. When you say heavy in jazz, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, my grandfather was a jazz pianist. My mom sings, and she sang a lot of jazz and soul music. My aunt is also a jazz pianist. Well, she's a pianist and a singer, but jazz kind of runs through my family.
Mm-hmm. This EP, The Unbreakable, Ida Ade, has four songs, and we're going to get a chance to listen to each one of them. So let's begin with the first track, which is titled How You Love.
Woke up this morning, bad news all over me, ready to get away, ready to just leave, no other option but to grind through the day, yeah. Counting the seconds till I get on the breeze.
And that was How You Love by Ida Ade on the Unbreakable Ida Ade album. Now, Ida, you sing right out of the gate, woke up this morning, bad news all over me. Now, I think that's something that feels very relatable to a lot of people. And also the fact that someone's love can make things feel so much better. Is this a specifically romantic love that you're talking about, or does it encompass love of many different kinds?
I think it encompasses love of different kinds. It's whatever love makes you feel like you can get through the day. Mm-hmm. That's the love that this is talking about.
Was there a particular phrase that first came to you with this song? Was it the melody first? How did that work?
I think the first thing that came to me with this song was how you love makes it better. Mm-hmm. Just going through difficult things and having people around you who really love you and see you helps to make that so much easier. I actually wrote this about work. So,
oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. So coming home from work and I was like, oh.
Okay.
It was like, oh, you know what? I do have people around me who love me, who listen to me and kind of wrap me up in that love. That just makes it so much easier to get through the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of work is that?
I was a teacher at the time.
Mm, okay. Teaching is tough.
Yes, it can be.
Mm-hmm. The next song that is on the album that I'd like to hear a little more about is Baby Boy. So let's get a listen to that.
Baby boy, what's got you troubled? They lied and told you that you need a hustle. Got you convinced that you can't feel a thing, but when you break down, they call you.
And that is Baby Boy by Ida Adeh. So here it's pretty obvious that you are singing directly to a young man and encouraging to express his feelings. Tell me about the inspiration for this song and maybe whether you were thinking about someone in particular.
Yeah, when I wrote this song, I was in my first full-time job as a mental health therapist. And I was working as an addictions therapist in a men's addiction program. And so it would be the first 30 days of them working to get clean, stay clean. And I would run groups with the entire house, and then I'd do individual sessions with the men as well. And one thing that really stood out was a common theme of them feeling as though they had no outlet for their emotions and feeling like they were weaker if they had emotions, or that they were not safe if they expressed emotions. And so those men were the inspiration behind this song.
And how have people responded to this particular track?
It's been a little bit of mixed response. Mm-hmm. More so, it's been like, yes, we do need to encourage men to be able to have their feelings and express them. Some people don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Can you say more about that?
Yeah. I think that we do still live in a time where men are not allowed to have the feelings that they need to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Even with boys, like even working with little boys as a teacher, a lot of time it's like, oh, boys don't cry and boys don't do this. And it's like, well, what can boys do?
Right.
Yeah.
And is there a response that you have to that, or just sort of encourage folks to keep listening to the music?
Yeah, honestly, it's more of a you should keep listening. And on the other hand, I also try to encourage everyone to allow boys and men to have their emotions,
mm-hmm.
because we are all born with emotions. Men are human.
Yeah.
They have emotions. They got to put them somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And I think we hear some of that in the music that you have mm-hmm. made. And from what I understand, you know, part of the reason you're able to make the music that you do is that you also have been through quite a lot in your own life, and that provides sort of a reserve of mm-hmm. emotions or experiences. Can you talk with us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me is always dealing with some self-esteem and some depression as a younger kid, and especially going through college, not really understanding my place, not really knowing who I was. A lot of those mental health experiences got me to a point of just being completely shut down and shut off. And I always joke with people, like, I don't even remember my 20s, but part of it, a little true.
Yeah, right.
And one of the things, too, is grief. I've had a really complicated relationship with grief after the loss of one of my aunts who I was really close with and who was there from the very beginning of my musical journey. And she passed, like, right at the beginning of it. So it was a very complicated grief journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it honestly is one of the reasons that I did drop out of doing music for a little while. So,
and what was it that brought you back then, Ida?
I really missed it, honestly. And just understanding that my grief is not something that will necessarily go away, and just learning how to live with the new reality of not having her around, and understanding that her not being around does not mean it's the end of me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the end of our relationship. It's just different.
Yeah.
And so understanding the difference and just allowing myself to open up again, it led to this entire project.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to get back to the album. Mm-hmm. And another track that is on this EP is called Nothing But a Dream. And I will say, before we listen to this, this stood out to me because it was a little bit different from mm-hmm. the songs that we've heard so far. I'm excited to hear you talk about it. Again, this is Nothing But a Dream.
Nothing but a dream. Nothing but a dream. Nothing but a dream.
Dream team.
I am not focused, blame my ADHD. Trying to figure out what the world has for me. I am impatient, I can't tell no lie. Like everything I want is at the end of a line. And I swear I went to bed 18. And I swear I woke up almost 30.
And that is Nothing But a Dream from Ida Adé's EP, The Unbreakable Ida Adé. So this song, as I said, is one that stood out. It's mm-hmm. got a dancey, sort of upbeat tempo. Even as it's talking about lacking focus and perhaps a bit of dread mm-hmm. about growing up. So why did you have that little bit of, you know, quote, turn up when singing about these themes that are a little bit scary sometimes?
Yeah. So it's actually really funny how that came along. When I first made this song, I produced kind of a demo, and it sounded more like Nothing But a Dream. It was very solemn, very flat almost. And I went to record with my friend Blaze, and I was just like, can you do something with this? And he was like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know what I want. I want something. Like, it just sounds so sad, and it's not really sad. It's about me, like, understanding who I am and understanding that moving forward, I want to do things different. This is not supposed to be sad. And he was like, what do you want, like a pop break? And he jokingly put that little breakdown in there. And I was like, wait, but you should keep it. And so that's honestly how it was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a producer tag at the beginning of the song, mm-hmm. like this Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Dream Team? Is that you and Blaze?
No, I'm not unfortunately part of Dream Team.
Okay.
Dream Team is Blaze, and then he has other friends and family members that also produce and do music, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, then it sounds like you have a community that is supporting you and the
yeah.
work that you're doing. How has that community played a role? I mean, you've talked about it in a specific song, but as far as you're getting into music again after that time away and that difficult time, how did they support you in that?
They never stopped pushing me to do music. They continuously were like, no, you need to keep going. You need to keep going. I released a project in, I believe, 2021, and that was completely produced by Blaze. And he was like, you need to do music. And I'm like, okay. And so I went and did it. After, it still didn't feel like I was ready, so I took a break again. And then we ended up doing this project, and he has been one of my biggest supporters. My mom and my brother, they have literally never stopped being like, you need to sing. Like, go sing.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's kind of been my biggest community. And then my friends always are behind me and supporting me. They're at my shows. They're everywhere. My dad and my stepdad, my stepmom, like my immediate family and my immediate kind of chosen family, they just continue like, you need to sing. It's difficult. You need to do it. Mm-hmm. How can we help? And that's honestly been the biggest thing, is that how can we help? What can we do?
Yeah. Let's listen to a song that is part of the title of this EP, and that is Unbreakable. And last month, producer Maya Norfleet had added this song to her new music roundup picks. Mm-hmm. And she had said at the time that she chose it because it was so relatable to her personally. So let's hear Unbreakable from Ida Adeh.
Find my way, and maybe if I don't look up, this is something I won't have to face. It ain't been working. The longer I hold my head, the longer that I wait. Yeah, yeah. And I've been trying to have a conversation with no words to say. Finally picks my head up, and in the mirror there I wait, looking back at myself, trying to find the courage to stay. That's not how you would be. You were put here for something they don't have to understand you in. Spend so much time searching. Time you find yourself. Everything you're looking for is in the cards you've been dealt. So if you're feeling something's missing, or like you're getting disconnected, nothing to worry about. You just hold your head and shine.
And that is Unbreakable by Ida Adeh. This is on her EP, The Unbreakable Ida Adeh. Ida, that you might bend, but you don't break. Is this something that you were feeling yourself and also kind of sensing in other people? And like that was part of the reason you decided to write this song?
To be honest, I wrote this song for myself. It was very, very personal. I honestly can't even say where this song came from. I was just kind of perusing through, listening to different beats online. And I'm like, I really want to write something, but whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, I just got very emotional. I heard this beat. And the first thing that came to me was like, you might bend, but you won't break. And mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, it was a floodgate. I was like, and I ended up writing the song within maybe 10 minutes. And it was like, wow, I had a lot of stuff to say to myself. And I haven't really been showing up for myself. So this song is kind of me showing up for myself. I'm actually really surprised that so many people like this song because mm-hmm. it really was very personal.
Right. So you will be doing a performance coming up pretty soon mm-hmm. With Sir Eddie C and yeah. friends. And that will be at Atomic mm-hmm. next Saturday, December 28th. Mm-hmm. But I understand that you also have recently had a show at City Winery.
Yeah.
What is it like to, I mean, we're sitting here in a studio talking about your music. What does it feel like to share really personal creations with people in that kind of a setting?
At first, it was honestly the scariest thing. When I first started performing, I would sing with, like, my hand over my face, or I would turn away from the mic. Now it's very affirming to know I don't deal with these things myself alone. Other people feel it, and they understand it, too. And so one of the things that we've started doing at the end of every show, we are doing a call and response of, I'm saying I am unbreakable, and then the audience is saying I am unbreakable, because I really want people to understand that there's no such thing as a broken person. Mm-hmm. We just need a little support sometimes. We might be bending, and we might start splintering a little, mm-hmm. but not fully broken. And so it's become, honestly, like, I don't know, it feels very spiritual these yeah. days to perform these songs.
Mm-hmm. And you did say that prior to this project, you had taken a little bit of a break from mm-hmm. creating, from releasing music. People were pushing you to keep going. Are you now working maybe on a new project, or do you have plans brewing for something in the future?
I do. I actually have an entire project recorded and ready to go. I don't want anything to feel rushed. I want to really be more intentional and just more driven about this release.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Hudson is Ida Adeh, singer, songwriter, producer, instrumentalist, also teacher and therapist. You can catch Ida Adeh at the upcoming annual show, Sir Eddie C and Friends at Atomic. That's happening next Saturday, December 28th, in the Grove Business District. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.